tonight I'm going to be talking about being stretched spiritually during this season. Now, you have to understand the way God usually stretches us spiritually is by stretching us emotionally and stretching us physically and stretching us mentally. And then, see, as God stretches us in those ways, we either fall apart spiritually or maybe we'll fall apart a few times spiritually before we're finally allowed to be stretched spiritually. Because only as we grow spiritually in those moments will we begin, does it transform the way we emotionally respond to things, physically respond to things, and even mentally respond to things. So this is a season, I believe, when God's doing that. We're in the season of Lent. Not everybody who sees these things that we do follow the church calendar. But the word Lent, I think Lent's a really important season. It's my favorite season. So regardless of whether you follow the church calendar or not, I think this will mean something to you. It's not a coincidence that we're going through all that we're going through externally during the season of Lent. The word Lent literally comes from a word that just means to lengthen. And it carries the idea of stretching something. And I do believe that one of the things I like about Lent is that God stretches our vision and our understanding of all that we have in Christ. He gives us a bigger vision, and then he gives us a bigger vision about where we can go, that how much of the fullness of Christ we can manifest. We find ourselves making the adjustments, allowing God to recalibrate some thinking on the inside, giving us the opportunity to repent. Repentance is always trading up. It's not about feeling guilty or condemning yourself. It's always about adjusting to the mind of Christ or the attitude of Christ about things. And so I think it's really powerful that what God is doing. I've talked to some people recently, and they're just being stretched. And they're finding themselves like struggling some emotionally with just different times of kinds of pressures during this season. And just relationally, as they're thrown together with family at a higher level, with more time, and they're discovering some things about their responses as work demands make on them and just financial demands. And again, I believe that God did not cause the coronavirus, but God doesn't waste anything that the enemy throws at us. And what's going to make hell so intolerably hell for the enemy is that when he finds out in eternity that even though God didn't cause all these things, God uses the things that the enemy causes. He's used the things that the enemy causes more than anything else to transform us in the image of Jesus. As we learn to walk with the Lord in the midst of battle and warfare, and as we allow him to stretch us. I often hear people talk about God, give us more, give me more of Christ. Well, God can't give you more. You kind of have to start at that place. That's sort of the baseline of understanding the truth. It says in Colossians chapter 2, verse 9 and 10, "For in him, Jesus, all the fullness of deity is embodied, and you have been made complete or full in him who is head over all rule and authority." So because you're in Christ and you're in union with his life, then you already share the fullness of Jesus. You can't get more. We can experience more. We can discover more and experience more and manifest more. That's the stretching. But it's not about getting more. And that's encouraging to me because I don't have to beg God to give me more. He gave me all in Christ and my union with Christ. I've been made full or complete in Christ. But I do want to see more. I want to discover more. And I want to experience more, and I want to manifest more of the likeness of Jesus, not by imitation, but by participation in his life and manifestation of his life. This is chapter 5. It's been a long day, so forgive me. In chapter 5, it says that, verse 25, "Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church, and he gave himself up for her, that he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word, that he might present to himself the church in all of her glory." That Jesus would present to himself the church in all of her glory. I love what it says in Colossians chapter 3, verse 3 and 4. "For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. Now when Christ, who is your life, is manifested, you'll be manifested with him in glory." So the degree to which we manifest the fullness of Jesus, we all carry the fullness of Jesus. All of us carry the same amount of Jesus. We're all made complete in him. But to the degree that we manifest the fullness of Jesus will be the degree that you and I will experience and walk in the glory that God called us to live in. It says again, as he is manifested, we will also be manifested with him in glory. And God created us to live in the context of his glory. And as we allow Jesus to manifest his life through us in the daily issues of life and in the big things and small things, the more he manifests himself through us, then the more we're living in the atmosphere of his released glory, and we get to walk that out. And so God wants to present the church, Jesus wants to present the church to himself. He wants the church, his bride, to walk in, he says, he might present to himself the church in all of her glory. That we would walk in all of the glory that he's called us to walk in. And I believe that during this season, God is stretching us. He's lengthening our spirituality. He's not giving us more, but he's forcing us by being stretched, because he's allowing us to be stretched in the midst of all these weird things that are going on and our lifestyles being changed. He's causing us to be stretched. He's stretching us emotionally. He's stretching us relationally. He's stretching us mentally. He's stretching us economically. He's stretching us even physically. In terms of getting weary because of all that, maybe your lifestyle is just different right now. And he's doing that so that he can stretch us spiritually. So he expands our capacity to manifest more of the fullness of Christ that you and I carry. And what usually happens, again, as I've already said, as he stretches us, and most of the time it happens when things change. The way you spell the cross is C-H-A-N-G-E. Change is difficult for us, and God uses this change to apply the cross to us. And anything that reduces you to faith, anything that reduces you to dependence on him to live his life through you, that's the cross. And so God uses the cross change to force us and even allows us to expose us some things in our lives. And most of the time we'll fail a few times when the change. In the process of failing, we begin to seek the Lord to discover more, for God to recalibrate something in us so that we can manifest more of the Christ, more of Christ, and we don't keep blowing it. But the result is we've actually had to have the capacity in us to experience and manifest Christ stretched, lengthened, matured, grown. This is what it says in 1 Peter, 2 Peter chapter 1. Verse 2, seeing that his divine power has granted to us everything, already, past tense, pertaining to life and godliness, through the true knowledge of him who called us in his own glory and excellence. It says, for he has granted to us his precious and magnificent promises, that by them we might become partakers of the divine nature. We all are part possessors of the divine nature. But as the Lord stretches us, we seek him. He speaks fresh promises to us about his life in, his ability and his adequacy to handle the situation that's blowing us away a little bit, that's caused us to be stretched and to fail in. And he reminds us, he gives us fresh promises for fresh, wet in fresh ways. We go deeper to experience his grace. We draw deeper from the well of grace that we've never had to draw from before, because we maybe have never been in the situation before. And so we find ourselves becoming greater partakers because we've seen, because we've sought him, fresh promises, how the promises are big enough for this situation too. And we begin to trust him and manifest more. I remember when I thought I knew what it meant to walk in the Spirit and to abide in Christ. I've been teaching it a number of years, even before I got married. I've been married since 1984, so that's 36 years. And so 36 years ago, I thought I knew how to walk in the Spirit, how to abide in Christ. I got married, and I discovered there was a lot of places in my life that I really didn't, God used it to stretch me. I had to discover, seek, and he gave me new promises about his adequacy for being a husband. And so in that way, he increased my capacity to manifest what I already possessed, all that Christ is. And that was awesome. But then I had children, And then when I had children, I discovered not only did I not walk in the spirit, I thought I was demon possessed, because you had all these little ones requiring, in marriage, you have somebody who's requiring you to lay down your life for them, you know, as a way of life. And now you have these little ones who are requiring even more. And I had to go and seek again. And I had to discover more of what I already had so I could manifest more. I was stretched. He lengthened me spiritually. And every change in my life, I found that to be true. And that's just part of the deal. This is part of the way God's, it's the school of Christ. God puts us in a situation that exposes our limitation so that we go back to Him and discover His illimitable resources. And we begin to draw once again by faith from all that He is in new and deeper ways than ever before. And it transforms us. Okay?